This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans, or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for chamber music with a focus on new works, or conversation with two singing divas who are gearing up for a musical debut, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. Musaica, the award-winning chamber ensemble known for encouraging new compositions, looks to the stars as it closes its eighth season with a world premiere of Lyra, a work for harp, oboe, and viola, inspired by The Constellation. This ensemble of local musicians from the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra, Tulane, and Loyola Universities is headed by Bruce Owen, who joins me now to talk about several exciting projects. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Diane, for having me on today.
And congratulations on your eighth season.
Thank you.
Tell me, what are your thoughts as this young ensemble reaches another milestone?
You know, our mission is, of course, to encourage the composition of new music and to increase the awareness and appreciation of chamber music. I'm really excited that we are still able to play lots of different types of music and that we're able to play lots of different formations. We've played pieces everywhere from 2 to 13 players, and we've added a couple new members.
Now, you're premiering a new work, Lyra.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the composer and the inspiration for this piece.
The composer is Adrian Elisha. She's a good friend of mine. She's also a violist. She's most recently living in New York. She is an award-winning composer. She's just been all over the world composing. And she decided to write a piece based on inspiration by the constellation Lyra, which is also partly because she had a really dear friend who was a harp player who died recently, and it's partly in memory of that person. And the constellation Lyra, as my friend said, the gods put the lyra in the sky to remind us of the undying power of great music and true love. So that's the world premiere that we'll be playing on this concert.
And you are inviting members of a local youth orchestra to perform side by side with you. How did this come about?
Of course, we've participated in orchestra side by side concerts. I don't think there's ever been a chamber music side by side concert. One of the things we're really excited about doing in this program is a new work by a composer named Mark Mellitz. He's from New York. He's a friend of one of our members, and he wrote a piece called Octet, and it is particularly written to be played by 4 professionals and 4 students. It was originally written for the Syracuse Symphony and the Syracuse Symphony Youth Orchestra. It's a very jazzy piece, and it's going to provide an opportunity for 4 young people from the Greater New Orleans Youth Orchestra to perform with members of Musaica.
And why is it important for you to encourage young musicians to create new works?
You're always hearing from various news sources that classical music is dying and young people aren't wanting to come to concerts. And I just don't think that's true. I think that if you provide an outlet for young people to express themselves both as performers and as composers, that people will want to come hear their music, that young people will want to write more music for classical musicians. And as part of that, we started for the first time this year a composition contest. And we decided to open it up to local college students. The student whose work showed the most promise, we would then ask them to write a new piece for Musaica. And rather than just have them write it and we'll perform it, we're going to work with them on the piece next season. So in the fall, the people who the piece is written for will meet with the student composer and play through it and make suggestions about what needs to be changed, edited, and then they'll meet again in January and make any further revisions that are necessary. And then in the spring, probably in April of 2015, will actually perform the work on a program.
Wow. Are you going to announce the winner at the upcoming concerts?
Yes. The winner of our 2013 composition contest will be announced at our April 8th and 9th concerts.
Now, let's talk about what else will be performed on this varied program.
We'll also be doing a brass trio, and this is by J. Mark Stambaugh. He wrote a trio for trombone, French horn, and trumpet, and it's based on a very popular tune from the Middle Ages called L'Homme Armé. According to the composer, L'Homme Armé was the pop tune of the 15th century. It was so popular that composers would even write masses based on the tune. Today, there are 40 surviving pieces called L'Homme Armé Mass, but this piece is actually a set of 15 variations on that tune.
And there's a work by Dmitri Shostakovich.
Yes, his really powerful seventh string quartet, which is actually written in 1960. So it's actually the oldest piece that we're doing on this program.
What are you most proud of?
One thing I'm really proud of is how many world premieres we have played. How many pieces have actually been written specifically for our group. Music that would not have been written if we didn't exist.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that every year that we've existed, that we've been nominated by the Tribute to the Classical Arts from the Gambit for either Best Chamber Music Concert or for Best New Work. And in fact, our last world premiere that we did last March, There Was Green in Remembrance, which was written by Molly O'Mara, that was nominated as Best New Work of 2013.
And that's your mom?
Yes, she was very happy to be nominated. It was up against two pieces that the LPO played. So I actually played all three new works that were nominated by the Tribute to Classical Arts.
That's beautiful. Musaica President and Violist Bruce Owen, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Diane.
Musaica closes its season with two performances. Tuesday, April 8th at 7:30 p.m. at Munholland Methodist Church, 1201 Metairie Road. And Wednesday, April 9th at 7:30 p.m. at First Unitarian Church, 5212 South Claiborne Avenue. Admission is free, but donations are suggested. And there will be a reception following each concert for a chance to meet the musicians. More information at musaica.org. That's musaica.org. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.
Put the radio on, gonna sing me a song, gonna belt out the news that the world is mine. I'm feeling fine, ain't feeling no blues. Put the radio on.
When it comes to singing divas, New Orleans is abundantly rich. Two of these songstresses, both daughters of musical legends, are sharing their gifts with us today. Ingrid Lucia, daughter of musician and free spirit William Papa Neutrino Perlman of the Flying Neutrinas, and Lena Prima, daughter of Louis Prima, are in the house. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This city is in for a real treat, as both of you have been very busy working on new CDs. Tell us about your latest projects and what brought the two of you together in song.
I just released my new album, Starting Something, in January. I met Ingrid at Jazz Fest 2010 and just felt a really strong connection. Ingrid is so warm and open and wonderful. She's also such a creative, smart and funny and talented person, and I just felt a really strong connection with her. So when I was about to embark on creating my own music and my own sound, I wanted to collaborate with someone, and I felt she would be the perfect person because we had that connection, and I felt she could bring out of me what was really my true self and style and my songs and what I had to say. And it was great working with her.
It truly was a great experience.
I have not produced a lot of albums, but I have felt that I've done 9, and I had been asked twice, once by Sarah Quintana and once by Lena, to produce the album. And I thought, well, can I offer anything to this project? And I thought, yes, I can. We can sit down and we can get to the meat of it, and I can help her come back to New Orleans and find her roots by going to more of an organic sound that I grew up with. She had come from her dad's sound and her rock desire and background. And I thought maybe there's a way to merge the two together to find Lena's own unique sound and voice. And that's what we struggled and laughed and cried for a year writing together to do, and we accomplished.
So tell me about the new CD, Starting Something.
It's coming together with my background of music that I grew up with, along with my dad's influence. So we created this music that is what I like, the tempos I like. Ingrid asked me all these great questions when we were working on this to really dig, what do I like? What are my tempos? What are the keys I like to sing in? What sound do I like? What instruments? You know, so we really, from the ground up, put this thing together, and it's really me, truly me, for the first time. And it's sort of a Americana roots, light roots rock kind of sound. It has a little country sort of flavor to it, a little gospel backgrounds.
Now, the songs on the CD, are these works written by you?
Actually written by Ingrid and me and my husband, Tim. Mm-hmm. And there's 2 cover songs on the album, which I really felt were part of the story and songs I really loved. And then there's 12 original songs. So there's 14 tracks altogether.
And which one is the closest to your heart?
I Believe in New Orleans.
I have traveled a hard road from the time I was a child. I have carried a heavy load for endless miles and miles, and it has led me here where I will make my final run with aching bones.
Well, it's my sort of love letter to New Orleans. It's me declaring that this is my home. I love it. I love everything about it. I feel like my family legacy is here, and I'm here to stay, and I'm here to, in spite of whatever, you know, stay here and make my music and make my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Ingrid, you have been so busy. Not only are you helping others with their music, you've also released a CD of your own. Your CD is Living the Life.
This is my 9th recording. Out of 9 recordings, it's the first one that has a conceptual idea to it with a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's a tribute to my dad, who passed away 3 years ago. But it's also a realization that our lives are very finite, and we have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and nobody knows where that end is going to be. And so it's really about trying to maybe make people more aware that they need to get to what they want to do, because you just don't know when it is going to end. But the music is basically, the beginning of life is very Pollyanna, very exuberant, very innocent. And then you go through these crazy experiences of heartbreak and love and difficulty, whatever the life journey is. And then basically the closure, which is saying goodbye and closing out the statement. And so the album has been well received. Roland Garum produced it. He is a perfectionist, and he has taught me to really look at every note, every line, every phrase, looking at the band almost as a conductor instead of a singer, looking from afar, seeing all the pieces, how they lay together, how your vocals are being interpreted. And I've never thought of myself as a stylist. I've always actually been annoyed by singers who were too jazzy or too scatty. And I've realized that I actually am a stylist, and he taught me to remove that from my vocals and just sing it straight. And that's what I've done on this album, is a very sparse, simple, direct statement of the lyric. I co-wrote it with Roland and with John Fole, and there are some interesting stories, but, you know, I'm a creative person. I think Lena said once that I have a something that goes into my head and spouts out my mouth.
Yeah, I love that about I love that about you.
Yeah. So it's been well received, and I'm very happy with it. I have a lot of thanks and gratitude to Roland and John Fole.
Tell us about one of the cuts that you're fond of.
Absolutely. The one that seems to be getting a lot of attention is You're In For a Wild Ride.
Hey, you, boy, I like your style. Awfully charming with your brilliant mind. Let me tell you something about my kind. You're in for a wild ride. I'm awfully sweet, I'd never tell a lie. Kind of different, can't sit still inside. Got ideas that will blow your mind. You're in for a wild ride. Trust in me, will change the way everybody plays the game. Come with me, trust in me, we'll find new ways to make this life our greatest play.
And it came to me because I have a few girlfriends, and including myself, who are not wild in terms of being reckless, but just kind of, you know, very free-spirited. And they've hooked up with guys who are very kind of contained, and it's the opposites attract idea. And so for some reason, that song seems to be doing quite well right now because a lot of people can relate to it.
Sure. Yeah.
Now let's talk about your backgrounds. You are both the daughters of famous musicians, Louis Prima and Papa Neutrino of the Flying Neutrinos. How were your careers influenced by these great men?
Well, my dad was a big influence on me. He was an amazing musical being. He was charismatic and bigger than life, and I really watched him and paid attention to him and idolized him. His music was fun and happy and joyful, and everyone loves his music. I haven't met anybody that doesn't like Louis Prima. So it's just such a blessing to have a dad like him. And he was a great musician, too. He's a great trumpet player. I'm so proud to have the legacy that I have with him. And I learned a lot from him.
And Ingrid?
Well, while my dad wasn't really to the level of Louis Prima in terms of musical musicianship, he and I had kind of a pact and an agreement from the time I was 4 years old to pursue the big time. And all of our experiences that drove us were all about the musical experience and growing together. He was my friend, he was my partner, and I miss him.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing right there. I wish I had that, you know. You're so lucky that you had that with your dad. That's amazing.
Any final thoughts on this prolific creative period that you are both enjoying? You want to go first, Lena?
We're so lucky that we can be in a place where music is revered, musicians are revered, creativity is what's going on all the time. And so this is a great journey to be on, and
I'm just
getting started.
It's
so
only the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really like, you know, nowhere else in the country that I've seen. I lived in New York for 10 years, and, you know, they're all at a standstill. The rents are too expensive. They can't afford to hire music. So New Orleans is still actively being creative and a community, and it's really fantastic.
And authentic.
And I think there's more to come from you, Ingrid. We didn't talk about the Nightingales, your all-female group, the all-female review.
Well,
what are they up to these days?
Well, actually, Lena is one of the Nightingales. For the first time, all 20 of us will be at French Quarter Fest. Trisha Boutte has not been on the scene for a while because she lives out of the country. But we will be playing at the New Orleans Historic Collection. We'll be at the Mint. And we're really excited about the shows.
How did that group come together?
It came together in an epiphany for me because as we all do, wake up every day ripping your hair out of your head saying, how am I going to make a living? How am I going to grow? Hoping for the record deal that will never come. And it came in a moment of, wow, maybe I can't get the record deal, but what can I do? And I thought, we're all trying to do the same thing. And if we can all increase each other's fan bases by 15 or 20%, then we can all grow a little bit more. And so I thought a compilation CD would be a great way to do that. And I put it together really quickly and then never had plans for anything more to happen. But some of the ladies took the bulls by the horn and rocked it in, and we ended up at Voodoo Fest and all these great shows, and we have a little committee, and it's been a wonderful source of community for a lot of singers going through the same issues every day of sitting home wondering what your future is all about.
Yeah.
And we all realize that we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, and what a personally for me to experience doing a show with all of the Nightingales and meeting all these wonderful and talented women and just the camaraderie with everyone. And it's just a great thing that you have done. She's brilliant.
I have ideas. I'm not much of a detail person, but I have a lot of ideas.
You got great ideas.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, too. You've always been really wonderful, and I appreciate your support.
Save the date, Saturday, April 26th. That's when Down Home Divas, Ingrid Lucia, and Lena Prima will make their singing debut on a double bill at Cafe Istanbul, 2372 St. Claude Avenue, 9 p.m. Ingrid Lucia's new release is Living the Life, and Lena Prima's is Starting Something.
We ain't got no drum machine.
That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go inside the arts. I'm Diane Mack.